Predicting Popularity, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The stamp issued earlier this month honoring the 200th anniversary of West Point looks like a winner. Everyone seems to like the design, the subject isn't controversial, and there are thousands of loyal alumni. And just to add to the interest, there appear to be two different background color varieties, one light, one dark. Of course, it's hard to predict what will make a stamp popular or valuable. The Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley stamps aren't worth much more now than when they were issued. But the Certified Public Accountant stamp of 1987 is. It catalogs for four or five times what other stamps from that year do, and it's hard to find. My guess is that CPAs don't feel appreciated enough, except maybe this time of year, and even non-collectors among them bought many of the stamps. I know I was at one stamp show 14 years ago where accountants attending a conference in the same hotel swooped in and bought everything with that stamp on it. Who knew? And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.